On a height he stood that looked towards greater heights. Our earlier portraits to the infinite are sunrise splendors on a marvelous verge. While lingers yet unseen the glorious sun, what now we see is a shadow of what must come. A shapeless memory lingers in us still. And sometimes, when our sight is turned within, Earth's ignorant veil is lifted from our eyes. There is a short, miraculous escape.
Thank you.
troubled souls can visit in great lonely hours still regions of imperishable light. All seeing eagle peaks of silent power and moon flame oceans of swift, fathomless bliss and calm immensities of spirit space. A treasure of honey in the combs of God, a splendor burning in a tenebrous cloak. It is our glory of the flame of God, our golden fountain of the world's delight. An immortality coiled in the cape of death, the shape of our unborn divinity. Along a path of eons serpentine, in the coiled blackness of her nascent corpse, the earth goddess toils across the sands of time. A being is in her whom she hopes to know. A word speaks to her heart she cannot hear. A fate compels whose form she cannot see. In her unconscious orbit through the void, out of her mindless depths, she strives to rise. A perilous life again, a struggling joy. Thank you. ignorant and wary and invincible. She seeks through the soul's war and quivering pain the pure perfection her marred nature needs. A breath of Godhead on her stone and mark. A light grows in her. She assumes a voice. Her state, she learns to read, and the act she has done. But the one needed truth eludes her grasp. Herself and all of which she is beside. A vision meets her of supernal powers that draw her as if mind-taking men's laws. Approaching with strange, great, luminous gaze, then is she moved to all that she is not, and stretches arms to what was never hers. outstretching arms, does the unconscious voice. Passionate, she prays to invisible forms of God, soliciting from dumb fate and toiling time what most she needs, what most exceeds her scope. Her mind, unvisited by illusion's gleams, a will expressive of soul's deity. A strength not forced to stumble by its speed, a joy that drags not sorrow as its shape. Shall be lit the spirit's glow. A few shall see what none yet understand. God shall grow up while the wise men talk and sleep. For man shall not know the coming till its hour, and believe shall be not till the work is done. signless ether of the self, in the unchanging silence, white and new, aloof, resplendent like gold dazzling sun, veiled by the ray no mortal eye can bear. The spirit's free and absolute potencies burn in the solitude of the thoughts of God. An outstretched hand is felt upon our lives. It is near us in unnumbered bodies and births. In its unshaken grasp, it keeps for us safe the one inevitable supreme result. No will can take away, and no doom change, the crown of conscious immortality. The Godhead promised to our struggling souls, when first man's heart dared death and suffered life. the mystery of the deeps that God has built for his abode below the sinker's sight. In this gold dome on a black dragon base, the conscious force that acts in nature's breast, a dark-robed laborer in the cosmic scheme, carrying clay images of unborn gods, absolves from hour to hour her secret charm. There are two who are one and play in many worlds, in knowledge and ignorance they have spoken and met, and light and darkness are their eyes interchanged.
Thank you.
his works, his thoughts have been devised by her. His being is a mirror vast of her, active, inspired by her. He speaks and moves. His deeds obey her heart's unspoken demand. The master of existence lurks in us and plays at hide and seek with his own force. In nature's instrument loiters secret God. The immanent lives in man as in his house. He has made the universe his pastime's field, a vast gymnasium of his works of might. Then, in a figure of divinity, the Maker shall recast us and enfold a plan of Godhead on the mortal's mould. lifting our finite minds to His infinite, touching the moment with eternity. This transfiguration is earth's due to heaven, a mutual debt binds man to the supreme. His nature we must put on as he put ours. We are sons of God. It must be even as He. His human portion, we must grow divine. Our life is a paradox with God fixing. For the key is hid and by the inconstant kept. The secret God beneath the threshold dwells. Inner ocean without bounds. He is the adventurer and cosmologist of the magic Earth's obscure geography. passing through a gate of pillar rock. He leaves the last land, crosses the ultimate sea. He turns to eternal things his symbol quest. Life changes for him its time-constructed scenes, its images veiling infinity.
Thank you.
a greater world, time's traveler must explore. At last, he hears a chanting on the heights and the far speaks, and the unknown grows near. He crosses the boundaries of the unseen and passes over the edge of mortal sight to a new vision of himself and things. But none learns whither through the unknown he sails, or what secret mission the great mother gave in the hidden strength of her omnipotent will, driven by her breath across life, tossing deep through the thunder roar and through the windless hush, through fog and mist, where nothing more is seen. He carries her sealed orders in his breath. Late will he know, opening the mystic script, whether to a blank port in the unseen he goes, or armed with her fiat to discover a new mind and body in the city of God, and enshrine the immortal in his glorious house, and make the finite one with infinity. Power is on him from her occult force that ties him to his own creation's fate, and never can the mighty traveler rest, and never can the mystic voyage cease, till the nascent dusk is lifted from man's soul, and the morns of God have overtaken his night. Thank you. As long as nature lasts, he too is there. For this is sure, that he and she are one. For this he left his white infinity and led on the spirit the burden of the flesh. That Godhead's seed might flower in mindless space.